100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. With this being Oscar week, we're thrilled to be talking to a film legend and an Academy Award winner because we wanted to know, what does it feel like to win? The great Al Pacino is joining us via phone. Al, could you describe to us, please, what it's really like to win an Oscar?
First of all, who is this?
This is Mark in the Morning, Mark Thompson.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Pacino.
Right. So the question, what does it feel like? Well, it's really about what leads up to that night, more than that night.
Right.
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 For me, it was all the movies and the roles where I didn't win. Long list, Mark. You got
it is a long list, yes, Mr. Pacino. Right.
Serpico.
Yeah.
Kiss My Ass. That's what it felt like, they were saying. Godfather 2. I don't think so, Al. That's what it felt like.
Right.
Dog Day Afternoon, Zippo, and Justice for All. Nada.
Yeah.
You get the point.
I do, sir. Now,
so that's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
And then along comes Son of a Woman, and say it with me, hoo-ah!
Well, now, wait, so you weren't expecting to win for Son of a Woman?
I wasn't expecting to be alive. I would have taken better care of myself. But for years, people were whispering in my ear, tonight's the night. Hey, Al, you know, agents and managers, tonight's the night. Yeah. They're all fired now. Friends and business people. Fired them all.
Right.
So anyway, that night, I'm up against people like Denzel, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
The list is crazy.
Yeah.
So Jodie Foster announces my name, and it's insane.
Yeah.
You don't even realize you're talking when you're standing there.
Yeah.
After my acceptance speech, in fact, Jody and I were going through the press line, and I don't know where my head was at, but I suddenly found myself hitting on her. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
She's a professional. I'm a professional.
Right.
Fortunately, she wasn't interested for whatever reason, but it was probably for the best because my head was somewhere else.
Understood. Now, Mr. Pacino, you had a speech prepared, I'm understanding. Even with all of your acting training, you were nervous?
Oh, yeah, you got me wrong. I know it sounds like at some point I became a black blues player, but that's just the sound of my voice. I can't do nothing about it because in life I'm very shy.
Right.
I'm more like Fredo Corleone than Michael in life.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Sure.
All my peers, though, that night, I'm standing there, and they stood up for me. They all stood up. And I look down, and there's Jack Nicholson, and he's mouthing hoo-ah, you know?
Yeah.
I realized later, of course, he was higher and slower moving than a dirigible.
Well, Mr. Pacino, we'll get you out of here shortly, but, of course, now you've sat in that loser seat before, and I imagine that's not fun for somebody.
Oh, it's a riot.
I was not expecting that.
No, I tell you, the great irony is you got the best actors in that year, right? And they're all sitting there. And only one can take that trophy. Mm-hmm. So the rest of us, we have to do the best acting of our careers. Mm-hmm. The camera's on you, you smile and clap and celebrate the fact that you lost! Yeah, it's a joy beyond description.
Yeah. Well, Al, listen, we appreciate you carving out some time to be with us. Academy Award winner Al Pacino, everybody.
Thank you. Tell me your name again.
Now, obviously.
Tell me your name again.
This was my buddy Kevin Pollak throwing out his Al Pacino. Knocked it out of the park as always, Kevin. Now, I was talking to Kevin yesterday. Kevin is on location shooting a movie. Who's in the movie?
You want me to drop these names?
Yes, I do.
Well, you have Mr. Bruce Willis and Sir Ben Kingsley, Must I Go On?
Wow. And you are, and this is the part that I love, you're in Cleveland.
Yeah, are you saying that because it's 7 degrees below zero right now? Is that why you're...
Can you imagine 7 degrees below?
I can't decide which is worse, 7 degrees below zero or Cleveland.
Oh, I promise you it's 7 degrees below zero.
I checked into, this is the one and only time I went to Cleveland. We checked into the hotel we were staying in downtown, and I looked on the wall. This is supposedly a nice hotel, and there is a plaque on the wall that says, no handguns allowed in the lobby.
Okay.
It's this a classy is how this place.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And did you comply?
You got to have rules, Mark.
I guess you do, Kevin. Now, I do want to take a moment. For those of you that enjoy Kevin and you enjoy podcasting and you enjoy video podcasting, Kevin has a gigantic hit in Kevin Pollak's chat show. Now, you can listen to it, but you can also watch it. It's one of the most popular video podcasts out there. You're going for how long? How long have you been going on this?
We'll be 6 years old in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
A little ahead of the pack. Great episode recently with the amazing Sam Rockwell. You may go through and go to Hulu or YouTube or Earwolf for the audio, iTunes, of course.
Now, you know, basically, you know, Kevin gets people like Tom Hanks in there, and they're already buddies. But then they sit down and they just relax and they start talking. And
yeah,
that
in Tom's case, it became a bit of a problem. He went 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't shut him up.
Well, but see, that's what you want. You want to, you know, they understand that there's no danger here. So they just kind of open up and they talk with a buddy. And that's really what it is. You've got to check it out. It is at KevinPollocksChatShow.com. Is that the exact address, Kevin?
Yeah, we stream live on YouTube most Sundays. So follow me on Twitter at Kevin Pollak. I'm usually letting people know who the guest is and what time.
Now, I you know, maybe the emails have been going to my junk, or but I don't remember getting an invitation to be on the Kevin Pollak.
You don't.
Maybe I don't remember that. Am I remiss?
You're just aging, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably that more than anything.
So what you're saying is you have invited me on the chat show. I just haven't come on.
A couple times.
I don't think so.
No? Let me check.
You know, I love a good soft shoe. It's one of my favorite dance moves.
I'll be damned. You are right. I just went through the last 6 years of guests. Let's see. Larry David, Elon Musk. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Unapologetic.
That's weird.
Nope.
All right. So listen, give me a buzz when you're back in town. I love you. Thanks for coming on this morning.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Bye. See ya.
Remain where you are, please. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound.